Our next game is about the best babysitter money can buy, television. But first, let's chat with our stellar contestants. Linda, this is not your first game show. You were a contestant on The Price is Right.
I was. I love game shows.
Did you win on Price is Right?
I did not. Well, I won a fireplace. I bid $1,000 and I won a gas fireplace. But I was one of the first people called up to Contestants Row, which I have to say was maybe one of the most exciting things that has ever actually happened to me. Like, this business is very exciting, but nothing happens all at once.
Yeah.
And then I lost the black lacquer bedroom set.
Oh. Aww.
That I pretended to want, even though I already had one at home. and then I spun 90 cents, but the woman in front of me spun a dollar, so I didn't get to go to the showcase showdown. Thank you.
I have an anecdote.
Yes, please.
John Stewart, he for a while was guest hosting on Tom Snyder's show, and I was his only writer, and we would sit and write and talk about it. After the show was done taping, we used to go to the Price is Right set, which no one was around, and we'd call each other down, and we'd go spin the wheel.
That is awesome. It's heavy.
It's really heavy.
It's heavy.
Let's go to your second game. This is a guessing game about the entertainment job where you can really make a difference in someone's life. Children's television, even though the Teletubbies is for everyone, young or high. I'll give you the name and description of a kid's TV show. You tell us whether the show I'm talking about is real or if we made it up. We're going to alternate back and forth, so no need to buzz in.
Oh.
Here we go, Linda.
Buzzer. Yes.
Butt Ugly Martians. The Butt Ugly Martians, acronymed BUM, are addicted to Earth's culture and only pretend to be here for evil purposes. Real or fake?
I think it's fake.
I'm sorry, it is real. That
what?
Is real. Yep.
So wait, Butt Ugly Martian, that's BUM.
That is BUM, yeah.
Is that the name of the cartoon?
It was actually called Butt Ugly Martians. They couldn't...
I mean, they got two winner titles to pick from.
Jeff, the robotic stooges, Mo, Larry, and Curly are clumsy, bionic superheroes who fight crime. Real or fake?
Fake.
I'm sorry, that is real.
Well, I was only going... By the way, I felt it was real. I felt I'd seen it. However, I felt rhythm-wise, we were going to switch to fake. It's true, I swear. Let's go to Linda.
Linda.
Yes.
Can you teach my alligator manners? Viewers help Mikey teach his pet alligator named Al good behavior.
I feel like that's real.
Nope.
It is real. That is real.
Oh.
Yep. Jeff.
Yes.
Back to the Future, the animated series. Picking up after Back to the Future Part 3, Doc Brown and Clara settle in 1991 Hill Valley and are visited by Marty McFly for time travel adventures. Real or fake?
Well, that one sounds completely real, but it's fake.
I'm sorry, that one is real.
All right.
Whoa.
That is real.
Again,
real.
I went with my gut.
These are your last clues. Linda.
Yes.
The Breakfast Club.
Oh, my goodness.
The animated series.
What?
Sponsored by the General Mills cereals, the five characters from the film The Breakfast Club meet for detention and adventures. Real or fake?
I want it to be real, but I feel like it's fake.
Yeah,
it's
that's fake.
Fake.
Oh. That's fake.
All right, let's go.
Jeff, recycle and the natural resources. Reese Cycle and her pop music band travel in a reclaimed spaceship, teaching the galaxy about the importance of recycling.
I want that to be real. Therefore, it is real.
It's very philosophical. It's fake.
You are terrible at this.
Puzzle Guru Archung, how did our contestants do?
Linda's in the lead, but it's anybody's game.
Coming up, Jonathan Colton will sing about a whole new world that's surprisingly familiar and local, based in L.A. Plus, we'll meet our next two celebritestants, Lance Reddick and Paul Rust. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.